T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Ryan McDonough, Radio.com Sports NBA Insider. Huge game tonight, Game 7, Jazz Nuggets. He joins us now. Hey, Ryan, how you doing, man? Appreciate the time.
Jason and John, I'm doing great. I feel like a kid on Christmas morning because not only do we have a Game 7 tomorrow night between Denver and Utah, as you guys know, we have another one tomorrow night between OKC and Houston.
Yeah, absolutely. It is amazing that we are still not even out of the first round in the Western Conference, isn't it?
It is. In fact, one of the series, Boston and Toronto, will have played two games before either the Nuggets, Jazz, or the Thunder Rockets series conclude. So, whoever wins that series will have a little bit of a time, most likely, to rest and recover and get ready for the conference finals round.
Are the Bucks in trouble, Ryan?
I think they are. Yeah, I think they are. And Scalabrini has been saying this all along on our live show on Scal and Pals, and I'm tending to agree with him. I picked Milwaukee to win the series in seven games, guys, prior to the playoffs starting, but if I had to repick it today, I think Miami's going to win the series. I like how they played on both ends of the court yesterday after the first quarter. Milwaukee, was going up and down, and they scored 40 points in the first quarter, and that's how the Bucks want those games to go, guys. They want them to be played fast and in transition, but after the Heat defense allowed 40 points to the Bucks in quarter one, over the last three quarters combined, I thought they really turned the water off. Milwaukee only had 64 points combined in the last three quarters. And without Eric Bledsoe and with Giannis struggling from the free throw line, the Bucks didn't have a lot of options offensively. And contrast that with the Heat, who I think have a number of different options and a lot of different ways to beat you, obviously led by Jimmy Butler's 40 points in game one.
I just wonder, Ryan, Giannis there at the end, when Jimmy Butler's hitting you like he was last night and obviously finishing you off, obviously there's some controversy. Giannis asked afterwards, do you want to be on, do you want to be on Jimmy? At that point, it was sort of, well, that's not, my coach didn't ask me to do that, so no. But as a front office guy, and it's your two-time MVP, don't you want him on Jimmy Butler? Don't you want to be on Jimmy Butler there down the strip?
Yeah, that's a good question, guys. I think there are different ways to interpret it, and one thing that's important to keep in mind is that English is Giannis's second language. So I say that because I tend to give a little more leeway to, I think if any of us would want the same, if we moved to another country and learned another language.
Sure.
So I don't think he necessarily meant it in the manner that I don't want the challenge, I'm not up for guarding the challenge. Giannis is a very polite, respectful guy. As you guys know, that's one of the reasons he's so likable. I took those comments more to mean, look, that is not our game plan. That is not what our coach asked me to do, and I believe in Mike Budenholzer, our head coach, so I'm going to follow his game plan and do whatever he wants me to do.
Can they flip a switch against Miami like they did against Orlando? Not many title winners have lost the first two game ones, especially when you're a one seed. It feels like it's going to be different this time.
It is. I don't think Milwaukee just went up one weight class, so to speak, guys. I think they went up two or three from playing a depleted Orlando Magic team in the first round to a very good Miami Heat team who's playing as well as anybody in the league, especially in the Eastern Conference right now, and has a lot of talent and depth on both ends of the court. So, guys, I think Miami's the favorite to win the series now. I really do believe that. If you look at the teams that are winning and advancing in the Orlando bubble in this year's playoffs, they tend to be the teams with multiple shot creators, multiple shot makers. Look at the LA Clippers in the Western Conference, Boston and Toronto, who will play tonight in Game 2 in the Eastern Conference. Miami has has that. And really, when I look at Milwaukee's roster, they have, you know, arguably the best player in the league in Giannis, although he did struggle yesterday, especially from the free throw line. But other than Chris Middleton and Eric Bledsoe, who missed game one with a hamstring injury, I don't see a whole lot of shot creators on the Bucks sideline, keeping in mind they don't have Malcolm Brogdon this year. He's an Indiana Pacer. Yep. So I think Mike Budenholzer's in a tough spot here because the pressure is on Milwaukee after their meltdown in the conference finals last year. People expect the Bucks to advance at least back to the conference finals this year. And just watching the teams play in game one, I do not think it was a fluke. Guys, I think the Miami Heat just may be the better team in this series.
Chris Paul had 8 of the Thunder's final 12 last night, including those 2 go-ahead free throws with 13 seconds left. They get the win 104-100, force that game 7, which is going to take place tomorrow, like you mentioned. Chris Paul said afterward, when it gets to clutch time, fourth quarter, some people are built for it, some people shy away. This feels personal for him, doesn't it, Ryan?
I think it is, because keep in mind, guys, the history of it. So Chris Paul had a successful run as an L.A. Clipper. They never quite got over the hump and got to the conference finals or the NBA finals, but they were one of the best teams in the league when he was there with Blake Griffin and DeAndre Jordan, and they had Lob City. And then he opted into a player option, which actually in the short term, guys, cost him a little money to get to Houston, to control his destiny. He opted into a player option, wanted to go to Houston to play with James Harden. You know, there were reports last summer that Daryl Morey, the GM of the Rockets, told Chris Paul he was not going to be traded, and then he was traded. Morey traded him to the OKC Thunder, which Paul was not happy about. And OKC, guys, at the time, looked for potential Chris Paul trades to see if they could find a new home for him. They couldn't. You know, he's shown, I think, not only his playing ability, but his leadership on and off the court with what he's done as far as being the key driver from the player side of the Orlando bubble in the restart, guys, and also what he's done in the Thunder locker room, because a vast majority of people, myself included, did not have OKC as a playoff team. Not only are they a playoff team, but they're one game away from advancing to play the LA Lakers in the conference semifinals, and the main reason for that is because of the play of Chris Paul.
So if Chris Paul pulls them through, and they certainly feel like they've got the momentum now for OKC, let's switch it over to Houston. I mean, you've still got 2 studs there, but obviously with D'Antoni and all the rumors circulating with him, do you look at the way you're doing things and start over with those 2? Like, what happens, Ryan, if they lose this series?
Well, Houston's in trouble, guys. And I say that not to pile on, because they've gone all in on this team. They've traded a bunch of young players and draft picks. Keep in mind, the Russell Westbrook and Chris Paul trade was not a one-for-one trade. It was player for player, but the OKC Thunder got a lot of draft assets in that deal as well. They got first-round picks. They got pick swaps. So that deal's looking pretty lopsided in OKC's favor at the moment. And I bring it up, again, not to pile on Houston, but that's been a pattern with Houston. They have traded away young players. They have traded away draft picks. They have spent a lot of money in particular. They have a lot of money going forward, basically tied up in their top 3 guys, James Harden, Russell Westbrook, and Eric Gordon. So, guys, this better work out, because if it doesn't, Houston doesn't have a lot of financial flexibility. They also don't have a lot of young talent, or really any young talent on the roster, and they don't have a lot of ways to improve their team, especially given that it looks like the salary cap at best will stay flat, or there's a chance it comes down and so combine that on the court and on their salary cap with the issues with Mike D'Antoni's contract expiring, with Daryl Morey and the tweet he put out early in the preseason about China and the controversy there, and also Tillman Fertitta, their owner, losing a lot of money on his casinos, restaurants, and hotels, guys. I don't want to go too long-winded on Houston, but I bring it up to say there is a lot of pressure on the Houston Rockets tomorrow night to win Game 7 and advance to the second round.
Sir. We are, of course, talking to NBA Insider, Radio.com Sports, Ryan McDonough. These calls are always brought to you by Pennzoil. Motor oil is made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Also, catch them on Scallon Pals, available on Twitch and radio.com. Jazz Nuggets Game 7. Who do you like in this one, Ryan?
Oh, boy. Jason and John, we agonized about this on our live show today. Scal and I did on Scal and Pals. He took the Utah Jazz. I took the Denver Nuggets. And I think it's just that close. I believe the Vegas Lions, Bet Rivers, and the other sports books have the Nuggets as like half a point favorite. And it really is that close. And what I told Scalabrini, I really mean this, I think it may come down to whoever has the ball in his hands last. And I trust that guy to score, whether it's Jamal Murray for Denver or Donovan Mitchell for Utah. That's how close it is, guys. I lean toward Denver because I like that Gary Harris returned to the lineup for the Nuggets in Game 6. He didn't play great, but he did have a positive impact. And look, Denver hasn't been able to slow down the star guard for the Utah Jazz, Donovan Mitchell, at all. But if Harris can limit him even a little bit, I think that maybe gives a slight edge to Denver. So we're splitting hairs, guys, and I'm expecting a terrific game tonight at 8:30 p.m. on ABC. But I slightly lean toward the Denver Nuggets by a nose to take Game 7 and advance to the second round where they play the L.A. Clippers.
Both of them, Murray and Mitchell, they've both leveled up to a degree I'm not sure any of us nearly could have predicted at all. But is any part of it, Ryan, do you wonder the bubble itself? Like, have these guys, I think both of them were in the low 20s last year in the playoffs. They're both up to the, essentially the high 30s. I mean, Mitchell's basically averaging 40. How much of this is just the next level of their development, or how much of it, even if it's a small percentage, is, just being in that bubble zone? I just wonder if some of the stats are, I guess, skewed is what I'd ask.
Yeah, good question. And I think they are to some extent, not to take anything away from those guys, because they are putting up historic numbers on the biggest stage in the playoffs. In fact, I think four guys in NBA history have had 50-plus point games in two 50-plus playoff games in the same series, guys. I think it was Michael Jordan and Allen Iverson, and now Donovan Mitchell and Jamal Murray in the same series, in this series. So that's what they're doing from a historic perspective. But I think it is a little inflated. Scoring is up in the bubble, especially from a playoff perspective. Offensive efficiency is up. And I think there are a number of factors, guys. There's no travel, so there's no home court advantage or road disadvantage. You also play every other day, so the games are kind of standard and set. There's no unusual spacing with 2 days off between games or some things you often see in playoff series. So I think because of that, because of the way the game is officiated, and then my friends down in the bubble, coaches, players, executives, and media members I've talked to said it's a very shooters-friendly gym. Mm-hmm. There's no fans behind the basket, so the backdrop is good. Think more of a high school gym or something like that where you really get good looks at the basket. So I think for all those reasons, the numbers are a little inflated, but that still doesn't in any way, shape, or form take away from what Donovan Mitchell and Jamal Murray, who have been what they've been able to do, because what they've been able to do so far in the playoffs has been historic in the history of the NBA.
I agree with you 100%. It's been phenomenal. Did the right guy get most improved yesterday in Brandon Ingram, or would you have gone with Bam Adebayo?
I would have gone with Bam, but it's really close. To me, guys, that's the most subjective of all the awards, because it's not who's the best. Who's the MVP, I think we all feel, is the best player or the most valuable, certainly, to their team in the league. The rookie of the year is the best rookie, best defensive player of the year. I think those are more self-explanatory. How much did somebody improve? I think that's a little bit different. I thought Brandon Ingram was pretty good a year ago, and took a step this year. I thought Bam Adebayo took a bigger step. But that's why it was close. Bam was second. Ingram was first. He's certainly deserving, but I think of all the awards, that one is the most open for interpretation, and personally, I would have gone with Adebayo.
The draft lottery and the draft order is set, Ryan. Interested to get your thoughts on this. Minnesota sitting there with the number one pick. Who do you like for them? Who makes the most sense?
As soon as they won the lottery, guys, the first name that came to mind was Anthony Edwards, the shooting guard from Georgia. He is a projected top three pick. He's got good size and strength for a shooting guard. He's got a real good-looking stroke. He was somewhat inconsistent on an underachieving Georgia team this year, but he's the most talented guy. And for me, it made sense because the other guys mentioned at the top of the draft are somewhat redundant with the best players on Minnesota's roster. So I look at James Wiseman from Memphis, who you guys know very well. I don't know how he and Karl Anthony Towns would play together. I don't think the fit is great with two centers in today's NBA. And then as far as ball handling guards, LaMelo Ball, there are some similarities with him and D'Angelo Russell. Both terrific offensive players, can dribble, pass, and shoot, and negative defenders. So I think the easiest fit, the cleanest fit, is Anthony Edwards. I think he slots in really nicely alongside Towns and Russell, which is why he would be my guess when the draft happens in October or whenever it actually happens. That's up in the air at this point. I would guess that if Minnesota keeps the pick, they'll go with Georgia's Anthony Edwards at number one.
For star power, you're a guy who's made these decisions. In terms of star power for those guys, would you say LaMelo's right there at the top?
Yeah, boy, he's one of the more difficult evaluations I've seen in my career, guys. 15-plus years between the Celtics and Suns front offices. And I bring it up because watching the film in Australia, he's got unique offensive offensive gifts. He's got terrific size. He's got unbelievable feel and flair for the game. You know, he didn't make as many shots as I would like. He's got a reputation as a good shooter. He certainly had some impressive highlights in high school, throwing in shots from half court and things like that. So offensively, I don't have a lot of concerns. Defensively, though, he was awful. And so I think the million-dollar question, not only for Minnesota, but, you know, Golden State and Charlotte and the rest of the teams in that high lottery range, is did he not defend this year in Australia because he was not held accountable to do it or didn't want to do it, or is he just not able to do it? That's always a difficult question, and one those teams picking in the top 3 to 5 will have to answer, because he is an offensive talent, but the defensive film from Australia this year was pretty bad.
Going to be a good night for sure in the NBA. Ryan, man, we appreciate the time,
Thank
as always.
Thank you, Ryan.
Okay, always great to be on with you guys.
Yep. Pleasure.
He is Ryan McDonough, Radio.com Sports NBA Insider. Call is always brought to you by Pennzoil. Motor oils made from natural gas. Proves in the Pennzoil. Catch him on Scal and Pals. Available on Radio.com and Twitch.
I think we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.